Hey, babe, hey. It's the end of 2020, y'all. And we're recapping everything we covered on season one because we are bringing it to a close. So go ahead, grab your boobs, do what you need to do because it's time to tune in to Boob Scenario. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra. Your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com.
Things stop popping off.
All right, we're gonna get the last episode of 2020 popping.
It is the last one, bro.
It is the end of the season. Mm-hmm. What?
I'm a long way. We're gonna make a lot of different changes. 2021 gonna be lit.
Ain't it though?
Like in real life. But you know what's crazy though? So look, so you know how everybody always says whenever you go into a new year, I'm gonna leave this old shit and then go to some new shit.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Old mantra. And then, so you know how everybody, you know, Twitter, like, I love Twitter. So, Twitter is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That's it. It's just funny. So, they have, of course, people have different memes talking about shit. Y'all think y'all want 2021. Y'all don't know what's up. You know, Simpsons had that crazy episode talking about and what's happening in January. I mean, the Simpsons, when have they been wrong?
I was about to say, Simpsons ain't been wrong on a lot of stuff, though. So,
everybody's, like, tripping. So, you know, you see different memes, different statuses, blah, blah, blah. You get your laughs off. I didn't take none of that shit serious to somebody's perspective. Like, I watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Heavy. So, it was like, so you remember, what is Joffrey?
Jeffrey? Yes. The little arrogant little boy.
Joffrey. Yeah, they was like, 2020 was King Joffrey. 2021 might be Ramsay. I said,
I ain't ready.
I don't know.
Right. If that's the way my life about to be set up, I am not ready.
I accept that. Yeah, when I say I've never commented on anything like that in a negative way, I did this time. I said, excuse me.
Facts.
Why am I with this?
Wow. No word though.
Crazy. Ramsay of all the people you could have picked. Ramsay.
Right.
It was crazy and strategic. Now mind you, he lost. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, but okay, he did lose at the end, but how much did this nigga destroy
in on the process? Way exactly. It was like if I'm gonna go down, I'm taking everybody with me.
Shit. But anyway, all right. But other than that though, yeah, I welcome it. I mean, to be honest, it's just 2020 has been the definition of a roller coaster ride. Ups, downs, twists, mm-hmm. and turns, backwards, not knowing what's going on. Had to see your pants. You barely got a seatbelt on.
Like the buckle got stuck.
It has been that.
Yes.
The fact that we're about to hop off this motherfucker and ride, like, and walk into a whole different year with a whole different perspective on a lot of different things. I welcome that, and I am so excited. And it's not even
on some
me shit. Like I've been getting me right this whole 2020 time, nigga. That's all we had to do.
Listen, for real. That's real.
If you didn't just look within yourself, if you didn't spend some time with family, figure out some shit during this time frame, nigga, you ain't gonna get it.
You ain't gonna never get it right.
Because I mean, the whole world the whole world said pause. You had all the time.
Like not just America, the entire world was on pause.
Everybody
sat at home. Like it won't just you. It was everybody. Okay.
Nah, for real. But now, 2020 didn't start the self journey or the self reflection. Not at all. But it definitely helped it more. I wasn't able to distract myself. I'll put it that way. I wasn't able to. There was, I had to sit with myself. I had to sit with these thoughts. I had to sit with a lot.
But you know, 2019 prepped us slowly. We just was not aware that 2020 was going to be this deep. Because I'm not going to lie. Had I not done what I did in 2019 to prepare myself, 2020 would have hit me over the head. And I'm just going to be 100% real with it. Like, 2019, I got me together.
Yeah, exactly. And that new facts.
I'm serious. Like,
spiritually, mentally.
Yes. For real, because no, we did not know what the future held in 2020. But in 2019, it was like, okay, yo, get you together. Because something is coming. And it's just like you could feel it. Mm-hmm. It was like something's coming. You don't know what's coming, but something's coming. And it's time for you to stop playing around. You know, create goals, hit them shits. You know what I mean? Like, get your finances in order because something's coming. And if I hadn't have done that, 2020 would have just been like a slap in the face. Like, for real.
Yeah, it would have hurt your feelings. It would have.
Really? It would have.
Like, yeah. Because 2020 brought a lot of different shit, but a lot of blessings as well.
Yes, it did.
A lot of blessings. Like, your girl was just blessed. And shout out to the universe, dude.
Word
my creator
is
and
bond.
All of that. Ancestors, preach. Like, yes. They've been looking out, but this year, y'all showed out. Oh, okay.
I mean, 2020 blew me away. Because, like, right. I said, I was prepared for it. I didn't think it was going to be, like I said, this deep. Like, I didn't think we were all going to be at home. I didn't think the world was going to be on pause. Like, we was going to be in the midst of a pandemic. I'd never expected that for 2020. However, I knew 2020 was going to be like, all right, you got your stuff together. Now let's put it into motion.
Yep. That's really what 2020 was.
It was.
You've been doing all that talk, all that prep work.
Yep.
So what's up?
Yep, that's exactly what 2020 was. It was like, all right, now you said you got it together. We're gonna see.
Yeah,
and it threw me kind of to the wolves,
man. Hey, but I'm with it though, because guess what? Your girl came out on top. You did
what? Shining in my own name and excited about it.
Oh my god, say that part again.
I'm for real. My own lane. Like, I ain't worried about nobody else's for once. Like, I'm really just running my own race, trying to be the best me I can be and be better than me yesterday. That is it.
Oh my God. So you know how those stupid memes say that kind of shit? When you see that shit, they be like, I just want to be the better me than yesterday. And your first year is like, man, you don't shut the fuck up. Like, for real. Like, dead ass, right? But then when you live in it, then you understand it and you feel that shit. You be like, shit, okay. Yeah. So that's why if you know, you know. And if you don't know, it's just not for you. Because listen. That is, you get tired of hearing that shit, but nigga, when you in it, woo.
Yes. When you in it, it's a different vibe. Like, you really feel it. Like you said, once you live it and experience it for yourself, you can really live to tell the story.
That's what it is.
Like, for real, for real. It's different.
Man.
But... You know, I mean, like you said, if you ain't got your shit together in 2020, I don't know when you're going to get it together, bro.
But time out, not to be selfish, because people lost their jobs and all that other shit.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about financially.
No.
We're talking about just being able just to get yourself together. Like, let's say you had that project you've been putting off for a while. Right. Yeah, number time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That project may turn into some type of income. Stop playing.
Exactly. Like, yes.
Yeah, understand that's what I'm saying.
It ain't a financial battle. Like, I'm not just... Like, if you got yourself together financially because that's what you needed to do, kudos to you. But, like, it's not... It's more than just the financial. You know, it's the mental. Oh. It's the physical. You know, it's other elements of life than just money.
Yo, spending time with family. Exactly. I bet you those people who are on the go, ripping and running and running and ripping, they be... I know they sat down.
Yep.
And their kids was like, oh, yeah, this is what's up. I like having mom and daddy home.
Right, facts.
You know, whatever.
Or maybe you figured out that the marriage you were in just won't for you. Or the relationship you were in just won't for you. That in itself is like, yo, that's an awakening for you. Because a lot of people had to sit down and sit with people that they weren't used to sitting with. Because they've been ripping and running and on the go so much.
Mm-hmm.
2020 was like, nah, sit down with them. You really don't have nothing in common. Or you really don't think y'all click as much as you do. Because now that you have nothing but time to spend with each other, y'all don't have nothing to talk about.
Nah. It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Exactly. So, like, it's the realization of it all. Like, 2020 just put a lot of things into perspective.
Indeed.
And I'm glad about it.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that. That was
fun. Yeah, it was, you know?
Because a lot of people went through a lot of things. People had a lot of loss.
Mm-hmm. So
they had to deal with healing and moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be something that 2020 gave. It happened in 2020, but, you know, it's prepping you for something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Either way, no matter what you went through this year, I know it was something different just based off of the fact that although everybody goes through something, we all went through something at the same time in the same way. Same type of shit.
Yep.
Nobody go to Chipotle. Like,
like yo, for real. Like, everybody was working from home at one point.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody
yes.
What's going on with the monies? Like, all of that.
Exactly. Like, the world legit stopped.
Yeah. But it was, but pause. It was beautiful as shit.
It was.
Them oceans. Matter of fact, what was it? You remember? Okay. All right. You know, I'd be nerding out. You remember in Avengers when, you know, when Thanos, like, you know, zapped everybody, half the world was gone. So population went down, blah, 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 blah. And everybody, they saw fucking whales and all kind of other shit. And
yes.
But that really happened. Come on now.
Yes, like they were saying that the birds were getting back to their natural color. You could mm-hmm. actually hear them chirping in the morning again. They were saying how you could see more mm-hmm. fish in the sea. Like, nature is just thriving right now because we're sitting the fuck down.
Yeah, and then people get mad telling them, I can't go get a burger. Bitch, if you don't sit down, sit down. Goddamn, Susan.
Nature is thriving right now. Let it continue to do what it's doing because it's helping you out in the long run.
Come on now.
Ungrateful heifer.
That's my thing. People don't care about the future. They just care about the now. Well, I want it now. Watch your kids. Like, you don't give a fuck about them? Fuck them, nigga. Like,
okay. Like, word. That's what a lot of shit. People don't ever think about the future. They think about the right now. They think about what you're doing for them right now, what they can get out of you right now, what they can accomplish right now. And it's like, what is this going to do for you long term?
You know what? I know somebody like that, and it's so sad. Like, they do a lot of right now shit. Like, they do a lot of, hey, this benefits me now. I'm mad right now. I feel mm-hmm. this right now. They live now. It's a difference. Sometimes, yes, you live in the moment. You thrive in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But to react, and I guess that's the best word, to react in the moment,
the way
they do, without any type of rationality at all. Like,
yeah.
You don't try to think about it. You just say, fuck it. Like, nah, bro. Like,
yeah, nah. I ain't the roll the dice type.
I'm not. I have to think about it real quick. Now, hold on. What kind of dice are they? Okay.
Facts. Like, you trying to trick me?
Yeah, let me see. Let
Am
me
I guaranteed a seven every time? Or,
right.
Like, what's going on? This going
to
be
like
black
roll
magic?
Over here.
Or
what
we doing?
Now, what if I flick my wrist and it goes to the side? Now, am I still in the game?
Okay.
How y'all play? Like, that's really how y'all play.
Thanks. Yes. Like, what's your set of rules? Where you legit got to ask them type of questions?
Shit, when it comes to stage, everybody knows. When it comes to stage, everybody has eyes to how you play. Because everybody
yes.
and nobody has time to get
Everybody cut. Got a different way. Everybody got a different way. Every time I sat at a table, somebody plays a whole different way than I do.
Yeah, they be real though.
It do.
But yeah. But those people who react like that though, I do want y'all to know, if you haven't already experienced it, that shit gets up to you.
Quick.
Oh, when the person I was just talking about, they feeling it right now.
Mm.
And it's like, damn, bro, you all right? No? Damn.
Yeah, but ain't nothing you can do. When they do catch up, it's like you just got to sit back and be like, well, I tried to warn you, but now that it didn't caught up to you, sorry for you.
But it's not even on that type of vibe because it's like, what can I do? Because if
exactly.
I told you, I was being there for you and I was, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh. Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Yeah, shout out to one of my besties. She gave me the best quote ever. She said that sometimes you got to let people just be God's child.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it hit home, because sometimes we try to take care of people and do all this extra shit. Baby, that ain't my burden. I don't understand. I'm like, what you want me to do? I did my part. I was supportive, nigga. You got to run the race. I'm just over here.
Right.
Like, go team, go.
Right. I'm on the sidelines cheering you on. Exactly. Your two legs got to carry you.
That's it. This is your race, baby. So.
And if 2020 ain't teach you that above all, I don't know what race you're running.
Come on now. Come through.
And that's on everything. To this day, I don't know what race you running if 2020 ain't taught you that you got to stand on your own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
And start relying on other people.
Come on, man. Oh, my God.
Well, since we on the topic, let's go on to this good boob news report. Last one of 2020.
Ah, oh, damn. That is the last one.
It is the last one, bro. Last round. Because, I mean, like, we've come, like, by the time y'all hear this, it'll be New Year's Eve. Hey. And y'all will probably be hungover or working, if you're like me.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, bruh.
No, New Year's Eve, off. They getting plastered. On New Year's Day, they gonna be fucking hungover. New Year's Eve, get trash.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, be trash.
Well, I mean, shoot, I can't see. I was gonna say I'm gonna be done by noon, but I can't say that because I'm gonna be working.
Right, I was gonna say down. Now you catch me around 3:30, 4:00 Eastern Standard Time, it's a wrap.
Nah, shoot, you catch me around 8:00 because I work a full day, no early.
Oh
release.
No,
yeah, we won't get off early for New Year's Eve.
Well, I mean, technically, that's around the time I get off. Normally, is about 3:30, 4:00. Now, but
we'll see. Stock market won't they money.
Exactly.
Stock market be like, hell nah. We won't lost the monies.
The only way I'm getting off early, the only reason I would be getting off early is because our capital providers would be off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if they were still open, maybe.
But,
be like, well, I feel at 9:00.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, send me some juice.
But you know, even when our providers or our clients, as I can call them, are closed, mm-hmm. we still open. Even if they're closed.
Yeah, why?
Even if they close early, we still open full time, regular time. Because legit, we operate off the stock market. So whenever the stock market is open, know that my black ass is working.
Damn, they don't give a damn about y'all.
No, I tell you. America greedy, bro.
Bro, it is. In real life, it is. Sometimes you be trying to figure out, like, where does it go? It's almost like your tax dollars, like, when locally, when you know that you're paying your taxes and shit, and you know mm-hmm. that you were the one to sign off on the bill for the road to get fixed, but mm-hmm. you've been living on the same road about 15 years, and it still
ain't
up.
Fixed?
Like,
yep.
Like, excuse me. Who the fuck? How much it costs for the cement? Because I was down there at Home Depot, and I seen some.
Bro, legit. The
not that
road
much.
I live on just got fixed. This year, and it has been way since before I was fucking born.
Damn, that's because they were bored, bruh. 2020, they have nothing to do.
I mean, listen, it should be no more potholes and no more streets after 2020, because y'all ain't had nothing but fucking time to fix shit.
And everybody was at home, too. Nigga, exactly. This was the best time for construction work. There was nobody outside.
No traffic.
For
and
months.
Got nobody outside.
I mean, bro, when I say all the projects should be finished, I don't understand why we still got issues.
Every state in America should not have a pothole.
Oh, God. All the roads should be paved.
But yet, instead, we live in America.
And this is America.
But back to the good boob news report, because y'all know how we are.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping this
good. You have one, it's the last podcast?
Right. Facts. But you know, keeping this good flow going and this momentum of, you know, it's never too late to achieve your dreams. Like, it's never too late to set out and accomplish what you want to accomplish. Like for real. Ain't no time limit on your life.
Mm-hmm.
You do you in your own time. And because we on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bless God.
Hallelujah.
For Donzella Washington. She was an 80-year-old graduate from Alabama A&M University. With
get the fuck out of here.
Yes, bro. 80 years old. Graduated with her bachelor's degree in social work. But get this. Mm-hmm. She graduated with a 4.0, bro.
Nigga, you better. I bet. Sure. That's what's up. That's what's up. Like, 80 years old. Yes. So you know how some people be like on the, like, you know how you get some people who like maybe, I don't know, 55 and a half, mm-hmm. and they be saying dumb shit like, Chad, you know, when you get old, your mind gone. Mm-mm. But that's not always true.
No.
Because here she go. She 80 years old. She got a 4.0. But she had to study. I know they ain't cutting no slack.
Okay.
They probably tried to pile it on. Because, you know, some people are dickheads. They probably was like, oh, well, you know, I need you to have this report, and this report.
Hell
she
yeah.
was like, all right, man. Mm-hmm. She was like, all right, man.
She was like, let me slide that right back to you.
There you go. I already had something typed up anyway while you was talking.
Okay, she probably did. Knowing her, she probably was like, don't worry about it. I got something in a stash. And then she said she ain't done. She going back to get her master's.
And you better.
That's like, that's so beautiful.
Ooh. Yeah, that is a beautiful thing.
Can't. Yes.
That's why I try to tell people, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Like,
who's here?
It's funny, I was talking to somebody. They're a little younger than me. Not too much younger, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something. Damn it, I don't know what I said. Either fucking way, I meant it at that goddamn time. And I said, and I said, I was going to do it. And she was like, I mean, not to say anything, because you don't look it,
mm-hmm.
but you are such and such age. And I said, uh-huh. Because, okay, you know my moms.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know my peoples. They step out the box. They don't step out the box like that. Your girl be leaping over boxes. I'll be like, well, what's over there?
Facts. Listen. I'm be like, you mean this box right here? This one right here? What's in there?
Exactly. But they're not closed-minded. They you know, they're not closed-minded. Sure, they're not judgmental. They do their thing, but they're comfortable where they're like, oh, that's cool over there. But I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah.
This is my spot.
Yeah. They're like, this is my area, and I'm good right here.
You can't get mad at it. They ground it, and I love it. I love my roots. However, I'm more like, shit, what's that over there? I'm out.
Peace.
Let's see what that is.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back and see what y'all doing.
That's just it. That's exactly it. Because, like, I'm not afraid to step out of that realm because I know that y'all going to be here.
That's what it is. It's like... That's why you got to appreciate it. That's that balance. It's like, y'all are secure in y'all way. Y'all are set, and that's fine. That's beautiful. I like that I have roots. Because I have roots, I can always branch out and do what the fuck I want to do. Because if I need someone, come to fuck back home. That's why my heart goes out to people who don't understand that feeling. Like, I'm going to always go back home, and home is where my people are. I'm not talking about a physical location, even though, yes, I do have that part. But even if the physical wasn't there, as long as my people are there,
like, that's home.
We good. That's home. Where we at? Where y'all at? Okay, one more way.
Exactly. We there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We on the same wavelength with that.
Shout out to fam.
But speaking of fam, you know, let's talk about a family that's reconnecting that I'm excited about. It's Coming to America 2 trailer, bro.
Bro, shut up. No.
Bro, I'm so serious.
Bro, Coming to America 2. All the time and I can't see it.
Bro, you have got to see this trailer because it made me so excited. It come out March 5th in theaters or whatever, right? I don't know if it's coming out in theaters or if it's going to be like a Prime joint. Because, you know, they snuck Wonder Woman on HBO now.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching that right now. That's my shit.
Yeah,
but look, like, I'm on Twitter all the time. I ain't see shit about, and I don't follow lanes. So, like, I know that that's not happening. There is no trailer.
It is a trailer. For Coming to America 2 is out. And it's more than one.
Prove it.
Bruh. Go to YouTube. Look, go to YouTube. Get off of Twitter and go to YouTube and put in Coming to America trailer.
If Twitter ain't saying it, it ain't real. That's all I'm saying.
No, like, I do feel that way, though. But, you know, Twitter is like that cousin that show up at the cookout that you've been waiting on.
Be like,
be like, yo, I'm about to go walk with my cousin real quick. That's Twitter.
Yeah. And he'd be like, all right, so look, Pete, fam. So you already know the nigga across the street. You already know.
Yes, that's Twitter. However, right now, we need you to stay in the audience of the cookout and go to YouTube. Because it's on there. And you're going to laugh. Because they got all the original people that still look like the original.
Oh my God, I love it.
Plus, they got Teyana Taylor.
You know, that's bae.
That's bae right there. Dang.
I don't even mean to be like lusty when I say that because I admire her on so many different levels.
I do, but too, instantly but that's bae. Like,
this is like my heart melts.
That's like, bae right there. I'm sorry. Like, I've been following her career so long. Like, y'all don't understand.
For so long.
To like, finally see her getting the accolades and the respect, you know, because she's been doing a lot in the industry. Like, I was following her when she first, like, before she first started appearing in the Madea movies or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, when she put out her first album, I was following her. And it was just like, oh. Mm-hmm. And then to see her grow and develop and evolve.
It's beautiful. Oh,
bless
God. I love it. I love it. Like, for real. Oh. That's why I said I hate to sound lusty. That's why I had to say that. Because it's like, yes, she is a beautiful woman and all that other stuff. But, bro, it's just to see the growth. It's just like, oh, my God. You fucking go, girl. Like, it's just like, oh, my God. Yes.
And she maintains a stable household while doing so.
Bro, because that woman is awesome.
Yes, she is. I was drinking bath water, though. Oh.
Ooh, the bath water?
The bath water, bro.
Oh, he's nasty.
Listen. That's his bae right there.
It's so nasty.
She is bae. But yeah, well, she in that new trailer, though.
Because I ain't drinking a bath water.
I mean, not physically. Like, hell no. Not technically.
Nah,
but
you. Nah, you.
I mean, I might try.
I was about to say, you're going to stick your finger real quick. Just a little lit. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That made dirt.
It gotta be when she first get in the door. It can't be when you about to let the water out.
You're so stupid.
I'm just saying.
Hey, but I fuck with it though. I got standing this shit. Like,
listen, bitch. I got OCD.
Oh, God, you stupid.
I'm just saying.
You acting up.
I'm just saying.
What?
No. Cause man, it's about to be 2021, man.
Hey, chill, bro.
Like, I'm just like I had to really sit down though and think because my son came to me and he was like, we really at the end of 2020, Ma. And I was like, you damn right. It really is the end of 2020. And he was like, this year flew by. And I had to sit and think, and I was like, it really did.
It did.
To sit at home and do absolutely motherfucking nothing?
Well, no. We did a lot.
I mean, in retrospect, yes. But in hindsight, we ain't do nothing.
Brad did a lot.
No. I mean, I got a lot off the ground. I did a lot of background work for me. But compared to what I normally do when I'm up and moving and moving around and got places to go and meetings to be at and stuff like that. I ain't do nothing. I sat at home. I sat behind a computer screen all year.
Man, fuck that. I learned how to ride dick longer. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well,
I learned a lot of shit.
Bruh.
Nah, I can teach you some things. Like, nah, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can teach me, baby. I'm ready to learn anything. However, I wasn't bad at it. Damn, I have a problem with it.
Oh, no.
It's just sometimes, nigga.
Now, listen, that's for real, though. That's word, though. I ain't gonna lie. Your legs give out quick as shit.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like, I'm a strong comer. Like, I come strong, so I already came. You didn't get it when I was up there. Like,
yo, facts indeed. But, like,
I'm glad I'm not a boy. Nah, see, that's not the problem. I like it. However, again, I'm a strong comer. It's strong. Like, it takes a lot out of me. So it's just like, bruh, all right, fine. Fuck it. Like, I'll be like, give me a second. Like, I'm glad I'm not a nigga because y'all would talk shit for a minute. I'd be like, oh, shit, bitch. You ain't get yours?
Damn. Yo, I hate niggas like that, there. Yo. But if I was a dude, I'd be a one and done, bruh.
But see, no, because it's crazy because I can keep going, but when I'm riding, it's a different thing. Like, riding for me got to be, how can I do it? How can I say it? I like it. I enjoy it. However, it's sometimes I don't, because I like to switch it up a lot, I'd rather be dominated. And then even though I know you can still be a somewhat a submissive while you're riding, I'm good. I don't want this. So when I'm riding, it's special. Because when I'm up there, I'm doing it quite well. But then it's like, it's just, you know, just something a little different this go around.
I get a new experience. I get a different, I can't say new, I get a different experience riding. Like, I love riding. Like, that's my me.
I've learned to love it more. I'll say that.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. I've learned to love it more
riding
this year. Yeah.
I'm a submissive all day. Like, you know, I don't like to dominate. However, give me my moment to ride. Like, you're going to have to at least give me like 30 minutes to just go at it.
And that's
I just love it. Like, that's me. Now, what I am working on, because I'm going to tell y'all, Bates all the shit. And when we get to hitting it from the back, like, I be like, yo, that hurt. Like, that shit hurt like hell. Because he's tall. And like...
Oh, I got you. You just try different... Go ahead.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Like, like the way he go at it, it's like we stand up. And it's just like that equilibrium for me ain't there because you all the way up here, I'm all the way down here. And it's just not working. So I feel like you stabbing me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just got to try different positions.
Facts indeed. Because that's my favorite. Like, I love it. Because I love to feel like that repeated tap of the balls on my clit. Like, oh my God.
Oh. No, yeah, that's lit. That's it.
Yes, like, I love it. However, like I said, because he's tall as shit, it's hard to do. It's hard to maneuver for me. So we testing the waters on that one. So that's something that we got to get.
Reminiscing is just too much, but I got some positions for that ass.
Thanks. I'm with it because I think we should come up with a on the next podcast post because y'all know we got this new podcast post going every other Thursday. So give y'all a week to listen. So check out the page and we're going to put up 21 new positions for 2021 on the next podcast post.
Okay.
We're going to do that for y'all.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going to do that. Some will work since we reminiscing and discussing. Positions. But you know, since we own the topic of reminiscing, we might as well, you know, we've discussed a lot this year in feminine favor. And we just want to give y'all like a little mental reminder of everything we done talked about. Because we've covered a lot in this season.
We really
You know, it's season one. And we done covered a lot of sexual and hygiene tips for y'all. So we just gonna take a walk down memory lane. Starting with episode one. Okay. Now, the first thing we talked about is how the vagina is self-cleaning.
Damn, we did talk about that.
We did. See,
I remember that one.
Back, you ain't even remember everything. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, I had to go back too, though. Because we talk about a lot of stuff. We talked about a lot of helpful stuff.
Hey, bro. So, quick moment. Like, side note. I really, really, really want some chocolate nuts right now.
Ew. Chocolate's nasty.
First of all, no, it's not. Secondly, I don't want milk chocolate. I want dark chocolate covered almonds right now.
Dark chocolate is worse than milk chocolate.
First of all, stop being a racist. Secondly, I love dark chocolate.
Listen, I don't like white meat either, so let's...
Oh, you're so stupid. You're so stupid.
Listen, but no, please, for real, chocolate's nasty.
What you mean? No, it's... Shut up. No, it's not.
Okay. Cool. Only way I eat chocolate if it's a Snickers, because I got a lot of nuts.
Ooh,
so, it's a long bar.
Wait, no, never mind, bro. So, you know, it's nasty. Like, I thought I was the nasty one. Ew, what is happening to you? Ew.
Well, it's a lot of cream in the middle with a lot of nuts.
It ain't hardly. What's the goddamn next one? It's your nasty ass.
I mean, well, the next one is we discuss knowing the difference between a vagina and a vulva. Because a lot of people don't know. They call your vagina the entire area down there when it's actually the vulva. The vagina is just the opening.
Wow.
Or the canal, shall we say. It's like the vaginal canal. Or the actual hole itself.
Wow. So his dick is like the boat. And then your vagina is the canal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and he gonna go for a swim on the river.
You did.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Nice analogy there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we talked about different feminine wash that you can use to clean your vulva on the outside only.
Oh, I got another side note.
Yes, go ahead.
Speaking of feminine wash shit, right? So, you know, I like this shit. And you remember on one of our episodes, matter of fact, I think this one, we were talking about how Honey Pot, we got them, you know, when it come in, you got to be sitting at the door. Like,
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, you know, that was the beginning of the pandemic when niggas was going butt shit crazy. So, my ass, I seen Honey Pot. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a whole lot of them.
Oh, did you get it?
And did. When I say my whole thing is stocked up, now don't get me wrong, it's not stocked up like Porter slash, what's the other ones? The ones that hold on to stuff and then sell it off later? Because I ain't selling my shit, number one.
Oh, no.
And then two, I didn't get that much, like, it's feminine wash, like, and
yeah. Well, see, I understand that, though, because they run out like crazy. So I have, when I get it or when I find it in the store, I buy like 3 bottles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I got a couple of bottles, a couple of white, all of that. But it's just like, it was funny because the lady who was ringing me out or whatever, she was like, yeah, I remember when these could stay on the shelf, but for the most part, we're doing really good. We get more shipment. So then I might have to goddamn get all this. Huh. But now I was like, but you know, I ain't coming back to the store because fuck you niggas.
Okay.
So, but she was a sweetheart though. Has anyone ever tried? Look, anyone out there? Have you ever tried the actual sanitation? What is pad sanitation napkins? What are they called?
Yeah, sanitary napkins.
Bruh, a sanitary. I need to stop smoking. Bruh, seriously. The first time I tried it, I'm a warn y'all.
Oh, the tingle.
Hey, you shut your mouth. Let me shout out to the lady at the cashier. I don't know her name. I wish I did, but Target lady, you're A1. I like you. If I see you again, you're getting a promotion from me, buddy.
You're so silly.
For real, because she was like, oh, these right here? Oh, wow, you like them? And I was like, I don't know, it's my first time. She was like, oh. So let me tell you.
She was, facts. You got to prep you.
She said the first time I tried it, it was a little different because she went into detail and she was like, but it's okay though. You kind of get used to it and it's all right. I actually like it now. I prefer it now. And I was like, huh. All right then. So yeah, I was thanks. Like, at least she warned me. Bruh, she did. She warned me, but I still wasn't ready because when I did it, I was like, oh.
Okay. A word though.
This is a different part. Okay. But then, like she said, you used to it, and it's like, oh, this is welcome. I like this.
Yes.
Even though I needed this.
Okay. Like, word, though. Like, okay, so I have Honey Pot, and I use them regularly, so I knew about the tingle. And
they tell me, you ain't shit.
But I didn't know you wanted. I didn't know you wanted to venture. Like, if you had told me you was gonna venture into the pads, I would have told you about the tingle. Because
You should just tell me.
I mean, it's something that I've been looking for in a pad, though, because once you have children, you'll understand the tingle. Like, it sets you up a little bit because when after you have a child, they give you an ice padded sanitary napkin. Like, literally, you crush it and it turns cool. And you use that to cool your, you know, your vulva and your vaginal area. Yeah. Because it mm-hmm. just went through a traumatic change. Like, that bitch is screaming right
you
now.
Won. You won, nigga, you won.
Right. Okay. So, I've been looking for pads to give me that same sensation since having my son. So when I got to Honey Pot with that tingle, I was like, oh, bitch, this it.
Oh, no, not this it.
Yeah, this it.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, I didn't know. And I know when I tried it. Again, shout out to the lady, because had she not told me, I would have said, oh, fuck this shit.
You would have thought something was wrong, though. I get that.
Exactly. I would have been like, what is happening to my vagina, and why? Why? Who told me to try this? This won't venture out and do this shit. It's just for me only. Like, yeah, for real. But, yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, so, again, I like her. I don't know who she is, but I know what she looks like. I'll never forget. Well, she need to have a mask on. But, yeah. Everybody loves her with a mask on.
But I mean, that's the best part of Honey Pot, though, is the tingle. It's not really a tingle. It's a cooling sensation. But the reaction to it is a tingle.
Stop saying cool. That shit was spicy. That shit was spicy. I was like, hold up. But yeah, again, you get used to it, and it's just... And it's a brush. It's a rush there.
Once you're used to it, though, it's all you don't expect it.
It don't even creep on you, though. Like, one of them crept up on me, like some creep. Like, when you smoke weed, and then you're like, man, this shit don't hit. And they say, you know, you high as hell for no reason.
Yes.
One of them bit me like that. I don't know why that one was special. But all the others, they come at you real bold. Like, I'm here. This week, okay, that's what's up. I think I used to it. So I don't even feel it that much. That's what's up. This is nice. This is nice. Whoosh, that's a hoe.
Yo, the liners, though, as small as them little drinks is, they hit like that. The liners hit better than the pads. Them drinks are strong as shit.
All I did was open that one. That one was like, come here.
Yes, you can smell it.
And that's why I said,
You can smell it in the liners. Yeah, that's facts.
Mm-mm. I was like, nah, you good, fam.
But the feminine wash, though, you love it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's my shit. Yeah. That's my shit.
You get the sensitive or you get the original? Because I've tried both.
I do sensitive, all right? My cuckoo don't want that.
Well, I mean, I thought the same thing initially until I tried the original. Uh-huh. And the original actually didn't break me out or anything.
It didn't?
No. And I thought that because I had to go sensitive.
You already know. So, you know.
Exactly. Like, you automatically think you have to go sensitive because you've had to go sensitive wash and everything else. But I used the original, and I was actually good.
So what's the difference, to be honest? Because I like the sensitive just because, I mean, it's so gentle. And it's just like, I wasn't really, like you said, the vagina is self-cleaning. Mm-hmm. So I don't do too much. That's why I said I don't need a lot of bottles of feminine wash. I cook it clean, but it's just, you know, you ain't got to... You shouldn't have to like deep clean your vagina every day.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, so what makes it different? Like the regular wash versus the sensitive?
Well, the only difference is I can smell the ingredients a little stronger in the regular.
Oh.
Like when you squirt it into your hand, you can kind of smell a little more of the vinegar smell in it.
Gotcha.
But other than that, using it, I don't. Like, it's no difference. That's why I said, like, I thought I would need the sensitive wash, but I don't think I actually need it. You can use either or.
Okay.
Shoot, I just buy whichever's in stock. Put it that way.
And that's what I was about to say. Like, if I'm ever in need and I see the regular, I'll go ahead and try it out.
Yeah.
Just based on what you just said.
Yeah.
But I like the sensitive. It makes me happy. Like, you know, it's like a little kiss on you. But it's like, you know.
Right. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Same. We right. here.
It's head time. God damn. Yeah. All right. My bad.
Well, you know, speaking of head, you know, the best time I can't say the best time, but I like to get head after a yoni steam. And we talked about that, like, cause you be super moist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just be like meat fresh off the bone, bro.
You know what? We're so opposite because when I get my wax, I come you know, give me some time for my pores to close and you know, I really shit up. But other than that, yeah, come look at this pretty motherfucker. Like, ain't that shit good? Look at this. All gorgeous.
Yeah, like,
for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now we get my whole area, mm-hmm. like the spa day, like the whole wax and the vajacials and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. Like, in the Yanni scene, when I would do that, I just wanted you to look at her. Don't touch her.
Like, no. I want you to devour her. Like, mm-mm. that mm-mm. bitch is clean.
Nope, not the first night.
Let's go. No.
Look at her.
Mm. First Walk night, I've not been, mm-mm. like, first I've not night. Been in contact first night. It's been, I say about 2-3 nights later.
No. Yeah. That makes sense. But the first night, when it's fresh, that's
now, like, yes, I was about to say now, like, fresh, nah, but like, when I say get a Yanni steam and then I want you to devour me, like, I mean, like, 2-3 days, like, you gotta let it,
you gotta let it
cleanse itself first. Like, let it get all the toxins and whatever's gonna release and let me build up my hydration again, because you gotta drink your water again, you know? Like, let me build that back up. But once I do, come.
But not that first night. I'm with the shit.
Now, yeah, so wax, that's different. Because I'll be ready to go same day.
Yo ass. I'll be letting my pores close up because I'm so paranoid. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not waxing. Because once my esthetician told me that, like, you have to let the pores close up or you could risk infection and get this and get that, she started giving me all this badass shit that could happen. I was like, whoa.
Wait a minute now.
Like, you are a bad friend. I was so bad. Like, she told me something like that, but she ain't going in detail until afterwards. Like, she was giving aftercare. And I was like, bitch, you should have told me this. Like, I don't want to go through all of that. Like, what do you mean? So, and she was like, yeah, no sex, no saliva on it. I said, so no head. I had to be clear. So if she was telling me all this shit, now don't get me wrong, I followed it to a T. Mm-hmm. And that's always like, you can look at it. Don't you touch this motherfucker.
So normally, how long do you wait? Because when I get a wax, it's normally or typically in the morning.
Okay, so same. I like to do most of my stuff. I like to do in the morning. I'm not an afternooner when it comes to certain type of appointments.
Yeah.
So
I will shower before I get active again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. You do all of that, but I'm just saying, like, how did she put it? She was like, so when you wax it or whatever, you know, they're pulling the hairs, da da da. So your pores are open. So different type of, like, you're exposed. Like, mm-hmm. you're down there is very, very exposed. Like, so it's very sensitive. So you want it to kind of, like, cool out. Like, you don't want somebody to run in and start sucking on your vagina and they just got done, I don't know, smoking weed and eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's different. Like, you got to be a little bit more sensitive towards down there. And then, yeah, of course, you want to take your showers and all the other shit, but it's some aftercare that you're supposed to do. At least that's what my person told me. And I mean, I followed it to a T, so I never had a hair bump afterwards. Mm-hmm. I never had shoes. I never had none of that other shit. But when I say I'm strict with it, it's more like, look, no touch. But it's at least, like, I give mine 24, like, if I get mine done at 9 o'clock that morning, mm-hmm. or some shit, I'm not doing anything for real until at the minimum, like 11 o'clock that night type shit, or like the next morning, which I'm cool with. Like, I'll just, you know, just fuck my throat real quick and then we'll call it a day. Like,
No. I don't think I've waited that long because my esthetician will put on, she gives this, like, she puts this after cream on there that prevents me from getting any kind of, like, yeah, I don't get hair bumps. None of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost like it almost feels like the pads from Honey Pot when she do it after, when, you know, after she rubs it on the entire area or whatever, and I'll be good to go. And like I said, I can get home, shower. And I'm not saying I jump right in the sack after I shower. No, but like I said, I do it in the morning and I'll go the entire day, you know, shower at night, and then I'm ready to go.
All right. Now see, but that makes sense. So that was what I'm talking about is the first time I got waxed.
Okay.
Now, when I got my vajacial and all that I'm talking about, when I said I go to my spa day for my...
Yeah, those are different.
I'll still give it a few hours. Like I said, I'll go in the morning and I'll wait till, like, later on that night. And that's mostly after, like, just schedule and shit like that. But once I was getting my vajacials, I was good because she would do that, what she's talking about, that whole little mask thing and some other shit. I don't know what she was rubbing on my vagina, but it felt great. And I think she low-key was trying to play with my vagina. But I don't know what shit. So I never stopped her. Mm-hmm. It was consent. I gave consent just in case some shit pop up ever in life. If she did it, I wanted her to. God damn it. Go ahead, boo-boo.
Facts.
And she was of age.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas be coming out with shit. Everything was perfect. But I don't think she did for real. I think she was just doing her job and I'm just nasty. Either way.
Either way, nigga, we fucking. Either way.
She didn't mean to, and she trying to try. What's up, baby? And if she didn't, well, now you know. I'm with the shits. Let me stop playing. You know, this is my last time joking. I am not doing... I am not going to do sex stuff to people.
Since we're talking about Yanni's themes, we got to talk about the fellas too a little bit because they help out our pH balance and some of y'all that be liking fellas, you know, you know, y'all got to get the Lingam's themes. Yanni's theme, Lingam's theme. We talked about how it is the male version of the female's theme. The term for vulva, Lingam is the term for penis. Boom, boom. Take your man when you go. Let him sit on the pot and steam too. It helps his prostate, helps your pH balance. It's a win-win situation. I know you remember us talking about that though, sissy.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, as long as you remember.
That was not my favorite.
But why?
I don't feel like
it. You gotta take your dude and treat him too.
Treat him, yes. However, I don't like his meat cooked like
well,
that.
Well, it's not the meat.
I like it raw.
See.
So he get his ass in. I remember. I'm just mad.
Yeah. It's basically for the gooch and the ass.
I have to say, for people who eat ass, that's what's up.
Listen. Cleanse the whole
area. I'm just saying, if you eat booty. don't be half stepping either. That's nasty. Like, it's bad enough you are already doing it. But then, not bad. I'm just saying, if you do it, then you got to do it. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. But if you do it, come on, bro, be clean.
Listen, my PhD will kick in quick. That applies to body parts.
Exactly.
It does. Sad to say, but it does. Amazing. It does.
It's so nasty.
Oh, you so nasty. But you know, with the Lingam's theme comes the pH balance, and we definitely talked about pH balance. That was in there. And pH balance is like the utmost importance. Like the utmost importance of a woman's vulva. Like you gotta maintain a healthy pH. And we also talked about how you can test this mess at home. You don't need your doctor for that. Go right to Walgreens. Oh, you know, the dollar store do need to start selling these. Because they're trying to set women up for failure. And I talked about this on my page, how they now talking about they want us to get pap smears every 5 years instead of every 1 or 3 years, as some people say they go. I personally go every year. Because I want to know what the hell going on with me every year. Because 365 days is enough time to change from healthy to unhealthy for me. And I want to know. I just want to be in the know about me. So as long as insurance is going to pay for it, I'm going to go once a year. However, they are trying to change that. And I'm a little bit like, I'm not for the change. Because 5 years... is a long time for a woman's body.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that shit. That's stupid. My thing is, I'm not doing that because I go every year, and I've had a partner for years, for a while. Like,
exactly.
I still go, and it's nothing against. It's not even about him. Like, he good. We not because look, it ain't even that type of partner. Yes. Like, we good. Don't get me wrong, but still, I want to know what's going on. Especially like I'm getting older too. I want to know, I want to keep that rapport going on. I want to know, hey, every year.
Exactly.
every year your body was doing this. Every year, if it did change, it was slightly, but it was a normal change. Like, I don't want it to be a surprise. Like, oh, shit, bitch. So, you know, about 4.5 years ago, right? This is what happened. Like, it was kind of brewing. Now it's here. Mm-mm, ain't got time. But then again, you do gotta be in touch. You gotta be in touch with yourself. But some shit will sneak up on you,
right?
No,
but
what.
Like, I had,
no matter how
I had a follower comment and was like, if it wasn't for her getting yearly checkups, she wouldn't have caught the cervical cancer that she was diagnosed with in its early stages, and it, you know, it would have evolved into something, you know, greater, and she may not be alive to even tell the story today. You know, if you space them checkouts from a year each to 5 years, bro, who knows what's going on? You might can do that with a male. I'm not saying you can't. But with women, our bodies change too frequently to not get checked on every year.
Bro, we change every fucking month, every fucking day. Every
Let a bitch get pregnant.
I mean, now she ain't pregnant. I think she's supposed to.
No, I mean, like, throughout the pregnancy, yeah. But after the pregnancy, you meaning to tell me you ain't gonna check on my body for another 5 years? Like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty. You need
exactly my point. Now you see what I'm getting at.
Unless she can't afford it. But like you said, some people can't afford it. So I guess they're saying, hey, if you can't afford it for whatever reason, which brings me to a whole different point. I know it don't get political here, but what the fuck? What you mean somebody can't afford it? Okay, you mean something a basic human right to get checked up on? But anyway, whatever.
We wanted the only country still charging for healthcare, but okay.
Okay, right. Any hoosers. But yeah, so what was I saying? Because I got mad. Oh, but yeah, so I guess they're saying, I haven't read the article, I just assume this because it doesn't make sense to me. Off the top of my head, it doesn't make sense. But bringing up healthcare, if maybe they're saying if you don't have the healthcare to get it yearly, then at the max, you can go.
No, bro, because I heard this from the mouth of two gynecologists and a female physician that.
So they just.
Yes, like legit shit. They said insurance companies are now switching it to not cover women for a yearly exam. They're switching it to cover women for 5 years at a time. Like, you can go once every 5 years. Like, so they're literally trying to mandate it where we only get checkups once every 5 years. So, yeah, like, no, this is legit shit.
Damn,
crazy as shit, right?
Right, that's too crazy. I wish nigga would. Hey, but you know what, bro? In real life, I want some cornbread and some black eyed peas.
Oh, you trying to get a boo?
I wonder if my mama cooking.
Cornbread and black eyed peas?
Hey, in real life, yeah.
Put some weight on you.
But shit, I don't give a damn. I just want some.
Oh, this new year, though. You supposed to get your black eyed peas and your greens and your cornbread going. Cornbread fed.
No, my mom got that. Okay. My mom's got that. She got that.
Okay, tell mommy I want some.
Oh,
I want some.
I got you, bro.
Well, we also talked about a lot of stuff, bro. We talked about when it changed your bra. We talked about when it changed your bra, because that's supposed to be every 6 months, although some people don't do it. We also talked about discharge, and we talked about the colors that you should pay attention to. Now, if y'all ever want to catch up on all of these topics that we done covered in 2020, the episodes are there. Press play on each episode. It's there. We just going through everything we talked about in brief today. Because we're doing our 2020 wrap up. This is the final season closing of season one for us. So we just wrapping up the topics. But you are free. You are free to divulge in all of the episodes that are previously released.
Oh, never mind. Bobby Flay. That's what I'm thinking about. Bro, I really want some cornbread.
You want me to make you some?
Make some black coffee. Yes, bro. Like, I'm craving it now. Like, oh, my God.
You know what? I cannot.
Like, it's bad.
Are you pregnant? I said, you pregnant?
What's that? But I just want it. Why? See, that's the wrong people.
Is you about to come on? Well, you know, women don't have cravings unless they're about to come on or they're pregnant.
Well, I'm not neither. I just want it because I'm just greedy. Ha ha.
Okay. You get a pass, but I'm still going to check on you.
Hey, as you should. Now, but for real though, bro, so what about some cornbread?
Some cornbread.
Like, what kind of cornbread do you like, bro?
Cornbread?
You like Jiffy? Oh, so see, never mind. You're not real about it. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Because you have Jiffy cornbread. You got, like, the really fluffy cornbread.
I don't like fluffy cornbread. No.
And you got the really sweet. Uh-huh. Then you got sweet cornbread. Then you got cornbread.
You got cornbread with corn.
Then you got corn pudding. Then you got, that's what I'm saying. Then you got the cornbread with corn in it. Then you got the savory corn. Then you got the corn with the cornbread with jalapenos in it.
Miss me with that.
Then you got the flapjack kind of cornbread with like,
oh yes. No, my grandma used to make that mess back in the day. And I ain't had that mess in years. But that was the best.
Hey, now I don't fuck it up.
Ever.
Yeah, for
Uzi. I am country, whatever you want.
So you got that kind. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the country shit. Like, you know, most country niggas know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, it'd be so good.
So that's what I'm saying. And he's talking about something. And then he goes, yes, my man. I want something.
I mean, because cornbread right now.
And that's so much cornbread in the world.
All I get is Jiffy.
What that mean?
A bitch get Jiffy. I ain't had flapjack cornbread in a minute. Like, for real. In a hot little minute. But the last time I had cornbread with real corn in it, I was at homecoming, bro. And this lady made it. I don't know. Somebody was tailgating. And I asked her for that damn recipe, and she said, I won't get it till she died. And, bro, I'm sorry, but I am waiting on her to die because it was so good. It was really good.
That's a whole different level.
I mean, when I tell you it was so good, it had corn in it. It was so sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't like fluffy cornbread, but that shit was nice and fluffy. It was buttery. Oh, my God. I can still taste it.
That's
a
nice titty. That's what's up. You ever have some nice, fluffy, buttery titties?
My own shoe.
All right, what's the next album, bro? Come on,
Rick. I'm just saying. The next one.
Yeah.
See, we talked about running from the D, and it ain't a good thing. The niggas think they be doing something.
Yeah, that shit hurt. Boom, boom, boom. Ow. Yeah, that shit nasty.
Yeah, it is. It's not. That it's not cool, calm, cool.
But the reason they do that shit though is because niggas be learning shit from one else. They be hearing the crowd. Bitch, they are playing. That is not real.
Facts on facts on facts. It's not real.
I think I'm a higher porn star.
Right. I met one. I've actually... thanks to Clubhouse. Like, I got to shout out Clubhouse because they have broadened my network just a tad bit. And I now have, like, three legit porn stars following me. Because of Clubhouse. And that's I interact with them almost daily. Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait to meet them. I will.
Yes, you will. Because I'm going to bring them on the show in 2021. Like, just a tad. Just to give y'all a preview.
I mean, I'm ready.
They coming on the show.
I just want to.
What? Like, thank you for your service and your contribution. Because it made me nut.
For real. I want to eat. Bruh, I want to meet so many OGs though, like in the old, like the old ones, like Cherokee and shit. Like, I want to meet the OGs. Like,
oh, maybe we should ask her to come on the show.
First of all, they paved the way. Yes, because literally, I want to say hey. Because, like, first of all, you taught me so much shit, number uno. You don't even know, or maybe you do. And then number dose is just like, you know, I didn't even know we were supposed to do
I stumbled on Jada Fire's Instagram. And I don't really care for her as a porn star because I hate the way she moans or screams or whatever. I don't really care for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I stumbled on her IG page.
Oh, you were short with that?
Yeah, like her sound. I don't know. It's just something that don't click with me for her. Like, anytime I see her in something, I just exit out. Because like I said, it's not, she ain't me. Either way, I stumbled on her Instagram and I didn't know she retired, bro. She retired from the game.
Yeah. She retired from the game.
And listen, Cherokee's still doing it. So, right. I mean, you know.
Hey, maybe her jaw's a little different.
True.
We told you.
Either way, she still look good. Don't get me wrong. I still appreciate the work of her body. But, yeah, I'm going to have to hit her up and see if she's willing to come on the show. Because I do really want to pick her brain about some things. Yeah, and she still look good to be as old as she is.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, I do appreciate
hell
that.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to try to work some things out for 2021. So, y'all better definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Oh, God. Bum, 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 bum. You so
I'm good. Just saying.
For no reason.
I'm just saying. But, you know, we talked about aftercare and the importance of it. And how
It's
not just about the act. It's also about what you do after the act that matters. We also talked about how to maintain a wet ass pussy. Had a whole episode on it, bro. Whole episode.
Really?
Whole episode. And then, last but not least, the matter at hand. We talked about COVID. And we talked about breastfeeding. With COVID and how it won't be transferred to the baby, which is very surprising because I dang sure thought it would. I think, Sissy, that was a point you made. You did.
Indubitably.
And so that is our feminine favorite recap of 2020. Yeah, we did, bro. That was a lot. We covered a lot. We talked about a lot. We gave y'all a lot of helpful hygiene, sexual tips.
Mm-hmm. This is true, but it's hot as fuck. And I'm about to like, get naked. I can't do this. Bruh, I'm about to... Shit. And that's the thing, like, I be trying to not be naked, especially because of the new puppy. So he has, like,
you got a new puppy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I have a new puppy.
He's what'd you get? What kind of dog?
I'm in love. It is a boxer
pit. Oh, I had a boxer pit.
He's a brindle. Right. He is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I am in love. I never knew love.
Is he golden?
No, he's brindle. So he's like the, the tiger stripe. A lot of people know it like that. Yeah. So he's gorgeous. And he got like a little,
Yeah, mine have white on his paws. Like, you making me miss my kato.
Oh my God.
But he gonna get big as shit though.
I know. I'm so excited. And then I like it. Oh, he is so soft and fluffy. And he's such a thug. Like, he's such a perfect match. That's the funny part. Like, who would have thought it? It was just like, yeah, that's the one I want. And then come to find out he's like...
Oh, shoot. I got this little spoiled-ass chihuahua.
So, yeah. Oh, Lord.
For real, spoiled to the death.
No.
But, you know, speaking of spoiled, we can jump into relations and situations. Because we talked about a lot of stuff there, you know. I recap. I don't even know. I forgot this personally. I forgot we talked about it. But we talked about entanglements, bruh. We did. We talked about entanglements. We talked about cheating. We talked about how to approach somebody when you're looking for just sex. And we talked about co-parenting. All in relations and situations. Yeah.
Wow.
We are.
We're pretty damn
We do the damn thing. And we don't even realize we be doing it. But we just be dope at doing it. So we keep doing it. That's just how we roll.
That is how we rolling.
So, you know, getting on down to the let's talk topic of the episode. What's on your bucket list for 2021? Your sex bucket list, though. Like, is there anything you haven't accomplished yet that you might either be working towards or you want to accomplish in 2021?
Yeah, but you already know, like, I'm such a low-key move. Oh, wait, we're talking about sex, right? Oh, yeah, never mind, sex-wise. Yeah, sex-wise, let me think. Yeah, I already do that. already did.
Some you ain't done. Some you want to do.
I'm thinking, gosh.
You that's what my business is like. You ain't done yet.
To be honest, I think I want to actually build a stronger connection between my partner and I. So take that connection that's already so deep, it's already so meaningful. Like, I love our connection, but I want to take it further. Like, I want to push it and go to a whole different level and see if we can, you know, see how high can we get. You know, like, how high can we get off of each other? That's
I'm
what I want. So that's my sexual
I'm
goal.
With it. Is that your only goal?
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, after that shit, I've already done it. Or some really, really nasty shit that I'm not telling
people. That's the stuff we want to know. So it's just like, we want to know the nitty gritty.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
I mean, spill the beans, bruh.
You know how one day, like, you know how you don't want your mama to read your shit, but if she reads your shit one day, she kind of leave out certain shit.
And this is what I'm reading out. Don't do us like that. We love you. At least drop one dime. One dime.
I think.
Just give us one piece to the puzzle.
Let me see. And then I touch on. Come back to me. What about you?
I definitely want to actually set up like a unicorn situation. Like, that's my goal for 2021. Ooh. Like, is to set up a unicorn situation, like to actually get that going and like establish a legit relationship with a third.
That's what's
I've really been looking into it. It really is. No, like, it's really dope. Sought out, like I said, I've befriended a few porn stars in the industry. I've befriended a few more sex educators. And so, like, I'm broadening my horizons in that aspect, not just, you know, through books, but you got to live it to be able to teach people about it and talk about it or relate to it. So, yeah, you know, stepping into that lifestyle fully for 2021, like, that's my goal, is to really be able to talk the talk and walk the walk at the same time. So... yeah, man. That's what we're trying to do.
Congrats. I'm congratulating you now because that's how the conversation works. You celebrate like it's already in your hands.
Yes, so it's already mine. I'm claiming it.
You dig. That's what's up. So can I help? Because, like, oh my God.
Yes, and I do have to tell you about this app that I just discovered. It's called Field. It's F-E-E-L-D for anybody that wants to look it up. And it's actually for the sexually free in mind. It's not your typical dating app. It is for people that, if you're a couple looking for a third, you can actually put that in your profile. If you're willing to be a unicorn, you can put that in your profile. It's legit for the sexually free.
I like that. So can I be a sugar unicorn?
Listen, like, I ain't there yet.
I just want to be supported and, you know.
I can't be supported. Well, no, I do have the extra income. However, I'm not willing to use it for that matter right now. Because, listen, we're trying to acquire some investment property in 2021. So, you know, we got to get there first before we start spoiling.
Ain't matter. This is true. I'm with it. It's been a great year. I look forward to the next one.
I'm excited for 2021. Like, uberly excited. To see what it's going to bring. I do not think it's going to be like this grand old big difference from 2020 that people are expecting. Like, I really think people think that 2021 is about to be this whole 180 from 2020. I don't think that. But I do think we're going to hit like a 90-degree angle and like just pivot a little. Just a redirection. Right. Just a little bit.
All right, well, babes, we'll see you next year.
Thanks for banging with us all of 2020. Season one coming to an end.
But we coming back strong as fuck. Season two.
Thank y'all for rocking with us. We will see y'all in season two. We out.